Venture through a wasteland twisted by dark magic, undead monsters, and contagious insanity where life and death are no longer opposites, but a spectrum of cruelties. Emerging from the dregs, an old king makes one final attempt to save his realm. Today's episode is brought to you by the newest project of Lee Ellis, author of the Killdash series, Godblood. Is a grim, dark short story with the audio runtime of 2 hours available on Audible and a digital print available for those that prefer reading. This exciting adventure is available now. But parents beware, it's not for the faint of heart. Stay tuned after the episode for an exclusive audio clip of Godblood. Welcome to the Nerdy Old Men Podcast. The greatest nerd, geek, and pop culture podcast in history. With your host, Redneck Wes.
He keeps screwing up, people. God.
And that old bald man, Chad.
Come on, man. This is a fun place. Don't be a...
Good morning, Wes.
Good morning there, Chad.
Good morning, world traveler, Cortland.
Good morning.
As promised, Cortland did make it back across the pond from Star Wars Celebration in London.
I sure did.
He drove himself down here to the Knoxville, to the Man Cave, to record and tell us all about why we should be envious of him going to London Star Wars Celebration. But before we get into that, before the end of the show, we're going to call Mr. Stephen Valley, the man behind Rocket Up Game Con.
Yes.
And he is going to, we got a thing going to happen here.
A little giveaway.
And we're going to talk to him about that, later on in the show. So what's been happening, Wes?
Trying to survive going back to work after vacation. That's always fun.
I feel that.
Yeah, it's always fun coming back to work to see what has or has not been done. So
that's true. Well, before we get into talking to Cortland about his thing, what do we got coming up, man?
Oh, Lord mercy. We're going to be getting into con season here pretty soon.
But you got something coming up here that you want to plug here.
Well, I always plug this. As you know, we do a lot of cosplay stuff and volunteer work.
Yeah, Wes's cosplay group does a lot of good stuff.
We are actually helping out tonight at Zoo Knoxville the East Tennessee Children's Hospital Dream Night.
Yeah, now that is that tonight being April 21st, 2023.
So yes. This is, the fourth or fifth time.
You've been doing it for a while,
Done it for a while. I mean, we've helped out, Boo at the zoo and stuff. But this one is really neat because it's kids that can't go to places like the zoo or Disney and stuff like that, where there's, they've got special needs. Mm-hmm. And so the zoo opens up and it's kind of a...
just them.
It's just them. They've been invited by the hospital. And it's neat because there's been some kids that we've seen since we started doing this. Yeah. And they always get a kick out of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're doing that. So looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun. I think we get more out of it than the kids do. But they have a blast. But it's actually going to be the first time I've got to suit up in a while. So looking forward to that. So hopefully everything still fits.
Squeeze in there.
I can do this all day, if you will.
I actually probably have that shirt on tonight. But if you are in a... position where you can donate to help out East Tennessee Children's Hospital. You can do that at their website at etch.com. Go to the donations page, and if you're able to, we would appreciate you helping out these kids.
Yeah, they always do fantastic work.
And, we always get a shout-out to the hospital for inviting us back. Our friend Kayla over there, she kind of became the ringleader of all this because she started working over there, and they found out, you do the costume characters and stuff. And she goes, yeah. And it's like, well, do you know anybody? And it's like,
and then it began.
And then it began. So we very fortunate to get to help out with that. So we appreciate that. Kayla, everything that you do over at the hospital, we really appreciate you. And if you are so inclined, go check them out. And if you can donate and help, we would greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, children's hospitals in general are fantastic places to donate to. If you're local here or if you just want to contribute to the one that's near the Nerdy Old Men podcast, then contact them. If you'd rather do something in your area of the world, because we have listeners all over the place, you know, Google that stuff or whatever search engine you want to use and find somebody to give to, especially for the kids.
It is really amazing what they do. Yeah. I know we helped out with their prom. Mm-hmm. They did one for the older kids.
Nice.
And actually, Mayor Jacobs helped out with that. Yep. That which was neat.
Yeah, I saw that he was there.
So they do a lot for the kids that that they help.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff. So bear that in mind. So, and on to the con stuff real quick.
Yeah.
If you want to come out and see our ugly mugs.
I don't know why, but.
Maybe sit down with us and talk, because we'd be glad to do that. We are going to be.
Myself.
Yes.
Yeah, Cortland's going to be on the concert.
Cortland will be there with us, too.
He's going to be working a lot, though.
Yeah.
Mark's got him wheeling and dealing over there at the booth.
So he's going to be around, too. So, where are we going to be so people can.
Coming up, our first stop is going to be May 27th at Rocky Top Game Con.
Big con, Stephen. We're going to have him on the phone here in a little bit. That's a great one. I know Cortland and the boys from Tollguard are going to be there with the booth.
Yes.
Mark and Cortland are going to probably tag team coming over and help
while you're helping in the Star Wars tournament.
Yeah, because I'm going
to play
some
Star Wars. We're going to run into the ground.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to play some Star Wars Legion that time, but I'm also going to be at our booth and on the mic, too. We're going to do some things with our panels, and it's going to be a good time. So.
We helped out a little too much last year. Steven just kind of said, okay, y'all are part of the team.
Which is all good, because it's a great show and it's a really good environment.
It was amazing how big that show was for its first time out, and he's got even more stuff this time.
I think he sold some, I think I was talking to Ryan Swoski, and I think he said that they had sold some international competitive tickets for Star Wars Legion. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, that one keeps growing.
If I remember that correctly, I believe we did. But what else we got going on?
In July, we will be at Fanboy Expo. That's the 7th through the 9th. We'll be there. August 11th through the 13th, Smoky Mountain Fan Fest. We'll be back.
Yes. We will definitely be there, too.
Yep.
That's up in
be there. Yep.
Your neck of the woods.
Their neck of the woods, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's in Sevierville.
Not sure about Fanboy, but Forge. Still debating on that one.
And then... October the 13th and 14th, we're going to be Smoky Mountain Collector Showcase.
Yep.
So looking forward to
probably be there as well.
That's another show that keeps growing. They're doing some good things. So.
Well, and out of that list of things we're going to, we would like to thank Rocket Up Game Con, Smoky Mountain Fan Fest, Smoky Mountain Collector Showcase.
It's easy for you to say.
And what else are we guests at?
I think that's it.
That's the ones that
have confirmed.
Out of the ones that we just mentioned, hint, hint, all but one we were invited to. So we appreciate that from you guys. We really, really do. So,
but yeah, that's what's confirmed on the books right now. So if we have any more, we will update that. I think Chad has Abby working on a project for us so
that
we can disseminate that information more
predictably. So, Cortland... They let you out of the country.
Yes, sir.
I was more surprised they let him back in.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's true. He didn't come back with a 90-day fiance.
That's good. That's good.
But he did go to Star Wars Celebration, so.
Hey, listen, those British and French accents hit different. I'm just saying.
That's good stuff.
There's a lot of French people there, which was nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they were across their ponds.
that's fact too. So So how long have you been planning to go? Because this is a pretty significant thing. It's not like just going a few states away.
So basically, I've been planning since 2020, like early 2022, I think.
Okay, it's not too long. Yeah.
Because Anaheim, I ended up missing it. 2020, we did book tickets for, but of course that got canceled.
Right.
And then they reopened it. In Anaheim again in 2022, I tried to buy tickets again, but sadly couldn't make it. Also, Rocky Top kind of was in the way anyway.
Okay.
So work ended up being a priority over that. But
So you just you just hit the big one and decided, well, I'm just going to go to another country and go to it.
I promised me and my brother, like, whatever the next one is after Anaheim, we're going. I don't care.
Yep. So you had to here cash in on that promise. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So tell us about it, man. Tell us about your trip. Because we all watched everything, you know, that was released online and stuff like that. And there's
some stuff you did not get to see.
All right. Well, tell us about your trip in general and some highlights of what it's like to go to a Star Wars Celebration.
Well, obviously going to Star Wars Celebration, it's for the fans, by the fans, for the most part. Like, it's just amazing to be around that energy. Like, the stuff you see online, all that crap, it's nothing compared to what you see in person at these events. It's just a great vibe. Everybody is a Star Wars fan. You can talk about Star Wars without being jumped in the parking lot.
Ridiculed. Or
wherever you are.
Yeah.
But, It was a good time for sure. I guess talk a little bit about international travel. That was a fun experience. Like,
and is that the first time you'd been out of the country?
It was the first time I've been out of the country, yeah. Getting a passport was fun. I had to expedite it to make sure I had it in my hands. Otherwise, that would have...
Yeah, that would have messed up your whole trip right there.
Whole another problem entirely. But like I could be wrong, but I think international flights, they have these like bigger jets.
Yeah.
Which are pretty cool, and you have all these TVs in front of you. And it's a long-ass flight, let me tell you.
I bet.
eight-plus hours. But that's why they have the TVs. You can just...
So you sit there and watch Star Wars on your way to Star Wars.
Surprisingly, no, I didn't do that. On my way to... I watched like 3 or 4 movies that I'd never seen before.
There you go.
So I'm just like, you know what? I'm a movie buff. Let's go through all these new releases, whatever.
All right.
So that was my flight experience. We had a layover in Amsterdam. I didn't get to experience that much. Like, it was only like an hour we stayed there both times. So that was an interesting experience going through there. I don't know why we went to Amsterdam, because it's past England. Then we have to go back, which was weird. But flights, whatever. Flight's got a flight.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else can I say? Oh, yeah. I screwed up. Hotel wise.
Oh no.
So our flight landed at 7 a.m. on Thursday, the 6th. We left on the 5th, got there because of the time zone difference. We arrived at 7 a.m. and check-ins don't start until like 3.
So you were homeless for...
So I was kind of homeless for a few hours. Thankfully at about like 10 or 11, they let us in because of all the housekeeping or whatever.
Right.
Did their thing. So, like, we were stuck in the lobby just taking naps because of the jet lag and just lack of hotel room.
Right.
So, that Thursday morning was rough.
but that's kind of like something that you have to have something like that happen when you travel. I mean, there's got to be some kind of little snafu.
It was a bit awkward because at first I had booked the hotel from the 5th to the Tuesday when we left that morning. But I'm like, wait a minute. There's time differences, so I have to do it on the 6th. Otherwise, I just waste a whole night.
Yeah.
So it was very awkward. Anyways, book your flights and hotels carefully.
Yeah. make sure you get the right days.
And... When you have the big significant time, it was like a 6-hour difference. So I was all kinds of out of whack in terms of time. Like, he texted me like that morning, and I'm just like, or the next morning, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, I sent him a text. I was like, hey, can you try to find something for me?
I'm just like, why are you up this early?
I figured you'd get it at some point, but...
Yeah.
So, going into the con, what was
was it like a typical... Like, you know, like when you're going into massive, a con, you know, you've got like the cattle chutes that they run you through so you can get your tickets and wristbands and...
So, tickets, the way they do it is Reed Pop sends you the tickets beforehand, like, you buy all that stuff. You get the lanyards and the t-shirts and all the goodies. Like, it's very stressful, mind you. You get them, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. So I was like, tickets? Where are you? but we got the badges, and all you need to do is just have them on with you at all times. Just make sure.
Well, like, that probably makes checking in a lot quicker.
So, yeah. Now, like, once you get into the Excel Centers, the venue you get into in London, once you go in, you go past security, and they just funnel you through lines and all that. Like, make sure you have your badges and all that. Tedious process. There's tons of lines there.
I think it's neat that they sent it to you ahead of time. That the only time I've ever seen is I went to PAX East in 2010 in Boston, and they mailed the badges ahead of time, which I thought was great.
I think ReadPop actually does PAX too.
They made it.
So that might be.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one where I got it. You know, I mean,
DragonCon, they send you the
you get the card. You get the postcard. Yeah. But you got to have that.
I was on the Celebration Discord because they have a whole like fan Discord for people to like meet up and all that stuff. I was on there like 24/7 trying to make sure I'm updated and everything. What might happen? International people actually have to pick up through will call. They don't get them shipped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably save money.
Yeah.
The con's probably saving money that way.
It makes a little bit of sense, but still, like, come on, why don't you just send it to everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think that's a neat idea, having your badge, you know, when you get there and you just kind of, you're going through showing it and instead of having to go get in line to get your ticket and then go get in the line to get in.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But let me tell you, sometimes these Star Wars celebrations, they hit you hard with the crowds. Like, I remember back in 2017 Orlando, the crowds were god awful. And when we were first getting into the venue that first day back then, Orlando was in Florida, which it was also during the summertime. So we were outside that convention center waiting in line for hours. And I remember vividly, there's like this little kid in a Kylo Ren outfit. I'm just like, I feel so bad for this kid. He's in all black and just. that was rough.
He's turned to the dark side right there
on the spot. Okay, so
But this Friday morning, oh, sorry.
Oh, ahead. No, I was going to kind of do like Chad and be like, okay, let's. I want to find out about this whole celebration
experience. I could just go into detail about this whole thing. Friday, like, I was going to get into, like, the crowds were awful getting into it. Like, there's so many people in line, even after arriving a little bit past 10 when they opened, there were still people waiting in line. I'm just like, god damn.
It's just so packed.
So we were getting in. While everybody was getting in, the Lucasfilm showcase panel was happening that morning. I think they had a late start, probably like 11:30 they started. That's when all like the movie news happened and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to experience that, unfortunately. But when I got in, I went straight to like, looked around a little bit, the show floor, went to the live stage to kind of like, feel the whole kickoff experience.
Yeah.
And all that was cool. I love the people in the live stage. They're really awesome. What's his name? Cam something. He's like the show guy.
Okay.
MC.
The hype man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's pretty cool. And Anthony Carboni is one of like the hosts that on the live stage. They're all great people getting the show kicked off. Like the whole Lucasfilm panel, they showed the Ahsoka trailer right then and there. And I'm just like, oh boy, here we go. that was a fun experience. I know they posted online afterwards and you guys talked about it. Watching that trailer, man.
what was it like in the room like when they hit?
There were so many cheers in the crowd. Like, I was tearing up when I saw the Ghost and Hera Chopper.
Yeah.
That moment was hype.
Yeah.
And then you got the big reveal towards the end of the trailer.
Yeah,
that was what I was going to ask, was when they showed Thrawn.
Chad's boy.
Yeah, the man.
The man, the myth, legend.
Thrawn himself. Now, the one that you saw, I'd seen a couple things. You know, there was like that early one that just shows his back, but then I saw another shot that actually showed the actor.
So that trailer, it was like a spliced up version of that trailer that only the Ahsoka panel got to see the next day, I think it was, because that was Saturday morning, but we got to see only the back of him.
Right.
Yeah. I was unfortunately not able to attend the Ahsoka panel. That was very sad.
just couldn't get in, right?
No. So what, to clarify, ReadPop always does these lottery panel things where they go in, like, there are certain panels that are like major, like the Lucasfilm Ahsoka, right. Obi-Wan was another one, the Bad Batch. Those were the four major ones for this year. So you had to, before the event even started, you had to go to the lottery system and hope
that
that you got a seat in one of those stages.
Right.
Rant time.
Uh-oh.
I got screwed over out of one.
Oh, no.
So the one I won the lottery for was the villains panel, which is like it's the villains of the sequel trilogy. They had Andy Serkis, Gwendolyn Christie, and what's his name? Oh, Ian McDiarmid. He was there too. They had a whole panel with that on Sunday. I got the lottery ticket for it. And then they said, oh, sorry, this stage was actually not meant to have it because it was like a live streamed stage. Like there's three different stages you can see it at. I'm just like, oh, we're not streaming it here. So this is now forfeit. You don't get anything.
What?
So that was a bummer.
I was a little salty about that. Organizations right there.
Mm-hmm. But you definitely should try to go to all these panels whenever you do go to Star Wars Celebration. Those are definitely the highlights for me. The energy in the rooms for them, all kinds of hype happening. It's great.
So being there and being in the panel, which one was everybody most excited for? Was it Ahsoka?
I want to say it was Ahsoka, yes. Everybody was probably more interested in the Lucasfilm just because they were like, everybody's always wondering, like, when are they going to announce these movies? Because we know the movies were coming. They were right. Just kept getting delayed, and there's delay after delay for them. But they finally announced three of them, which was long rumored. I am very excited about this Dave Filoni movie.
Oh, taking the Mandoverse.
Yeah.
Putting everything together. I think that one will be the best of them.
Well, seeing how he pretty much
owns Star Wars.
Well, I mean, yeah. Filoni had to make sure everything went together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
I think
so what did they tell, or you were in that one? That was in the Lucas or in the Lucasfilm.
No,
right?
I was not in that one.
Okay.
I guess I should go into what I was in.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, okay. So the first one I went to was on Saturday. It was about maybe one or two ish in the afternoon. We went to the 40th anniversary, like look back of the Return of the Jedi.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty fun. So they have these moderators that like, ask the cast, whoever's there, questions and whatnot, like get them through they're usually like hour-long panels.
Mm-hmm.
Ming-Na Wen was the moderator this time around.
Oh, cool.
It was her first moderator. It was a little rough, but it did help that she was just like, she's such a nerd. Like, yeah,
she's a fan.
She was geeking out on everything. But it was nice to just look back at the Return of the Jedi. Mark Hamill, I think, did a, or Harrison Ford, or both, I forget which one. They did like video calls. They weren't actually there. Unfortunately, this time around, like just doing the little celebration. Ian McDiarmid was there. Anthony Daniels, always a treasure.
Yeah.
He's like the best guy in the world if you meet him.
That's
always
awesome.
He always has the fun energy. Warwick Davis, I think, was there too. Him and Anthony were...
Was there a lot of back and forth with
them? Yeah, they were just dissing each other, digging into each other. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, what is this?
It's like I've had to put up with you for 40 years.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Anthony's probably like one of the oldest people there. He's been there since the beginning. Jesus.
Yeah.
Billy Dee was there too.
Oh, that's cool.
I felt bad for the guy, but I also didn't know if it was like, if it was Ming-Na's fault or just, he just wasn't having the same energy this time around. Like she tried so hard to like get him to in on the conversations and he just like one word answers and it's like, I'm not feeling
well,
it.
He's the coolest guy. He can give one word answers.
Like I remember back in 2019, he had all kinds of energy whenever they were doing I forget whatever panel he was at, but
now I've seen him at conventions. I've got to know his son Corey over the years from different conventions and stuff, and it's just wild because you'll see him at his table and people coming up, and you're just like, this guy just exudes cool.
Yeah.
he's still just like, you're just
he always has Lando in him. He's like, he's got that swagger.
I guess it's a good way to put it is that he has that Lando swagger.
He created Lando. I mean, that's how I see it.
Does Lando have Billy Dee swagger?
That's what I think. Yeah.
But maybe Ming-Na was just like, Not a great mod. I don't know. People were complaining about that. Whatever. She was having a good time, I could tell, though.
I think it's awesome that they took somebody who's in
Star Wars,
in the universe, mm-hmm. and let her do the thing, which is awesome. And I love her character. So
I mean, now if they want to get us to do it, you know,
he wasn't there this time around. But I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's like a major sound guy for Lucasfilm, David W. Collins.
Yes.
He's usually a moderator for most of these panels. I didn't see him at all that weekend, but I had missed his energy.
So what other panels did you go to other than that one?
So there's that at around 6 that evening. Like, panels are rough to get into. We have to get them in there like at least a
you
couple
have to get
hours.
In the line before the line for the line yeah. to get into the line.
Like, yeah. I was dragging my brother around too. He was with me. I probably should have mentioned that before. So I had a little bit of a, I don't want to say handicap, but it kind of was. So my brother is autistic. So there's certain like functionalities that aren't there that I have to like make up for and kind of like, hey, we got
oh, you're gonna help him out. Yeah.
He is high functioning, but for the most part, it was kind of difficult trying to like wear him out and drag him everywhere. it was rough for him for sure. But like we went straight into the, after Return of the Jedi, the Clone Wars anniversary panel, 15-year anniversary.
Oh, but that was cool.
That was the highlight of my weekend.
Really?
Yes.
That is your era of that is of my, Star Wars. That's probably what really started you, I guess, was probably Clone Wars or the prequels, right?
Yes. Well, I guess I'll go through that whole backstory here in a second. But when I was in, I posted this on Facebook. You probably saw it. In 2008 is when it first aired. On Cartoon Network, I was just getting into high school, or no, not 2008. I was just like probably somewhere in the middle of middle school, I think it was. Yeah. Just getting, or close to getting to high school, yeah.
But you were in that sweet spot for Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. Didn't get to see the movie in theaters because I don't think my parents were like aware of it or I wasn't aware of it. Something happened there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like a little sad about that. We ended up seeing it at some point. Probably on like Cartoon Network, they probably showed it, whatever. But that first episode, we were there for it.
That's awesome. That's
how, and I got introduced to Ahsoka, like everybody else.
So that was an awesome panel to go to, right?
It was a tearjerker for sure.
Do they have some of the voice actors there?
They had the main, I guess you would say the quad family. Of voice actors. You got James Arnold Taylor, Matt Lanter, D, Bradley Baker, and everyone's favorite Ashley Eckstein.
Right.
And you also had Dave Filoni there.
Yeah, cause John Favreau was there as well, wasn't he?
I forget his name. One of like the producers on the show. But it was a great time. Dave, there's one moment towards the end where Dave Filoni said, it was basically like a thank you speech for everything that has happened over the years. And it was the most tearjerker thing I've ever heard.
I think I've seen that one. I think I saw a clip of that and he's very genuine about how things have gone.
Like so. I was in tears when he said that. I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was an applaud moment for sure. Like he deserves everything he's done. Like George taught him well.
Well, you know, the thing about that guy, and you kind of get it from observing this stuff and listening to him talk, is, mm-hmm. you know, not only is it his job and it's making him wealthy, but it's something he really, truly cares about.
He's a fan.
He really cares about it. It's not just about making money. He wants to build a quality product.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, this was part of my childhood. Like, this is what I grew up with. This is what I was a fan of.
Yeah.
This was what we accumulated to.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting that you say that, because that's how Chad and I feel about, you know, the original Star Wars, trilogy. especially Jedi, because that was the one, 83, you know, we're a little bit older and could kind of grasp more, but you know, that was ours, you know, and you coming in with this and you're like, this is Star Wars. And you have that real personal
return.
Connection.
And I really hope that the re-releasing return.
Oh, Return.
And I hope it's somewhere near here, because I want to go.
Absolutely.
Because my physical body had been to each of the original films. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I was like days old, literally, on A New Hope.
Yeah.
I don't remember Empire in the theater because I was, you know, I don't know what, 3 or 4 or something like that.
81. Yeah.
Yeah. But Return, I do remember because I went with my not much older than me uncle and watched it up at La Follette.
I was going to say, Brent, take you to
La Follette. Yep.
See, my cousin Rhonda actually took us to see Jedi at the same theater, and it was literally people were standing up against the wall
to watch it.
To watch, because I mean, granted, this was a little theater, but it was completely packed because it was the biggest thing going.
Yeah. So I want to say on that note, I have been monitoring when it would be re-released. Like, it starts on the 20th, so this is the 21st today. So the next Friday is when they start a whole week's worth of re-release showtimes. The Regal Pinnacle, I think it is, here in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. That's where
it's going to be at the Regal. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So book your tickets for those if you wanted to go watch nostalgia.
Well, I mean, I've seen all six of the Star Wars movies in theater.
All six of them.
I see what you did there.
You know what?
Suck it, Kathleen Kennedy.
on a similar note, so going back to the Anaheim one really quick, the 2021 was supposed to be the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We never got to see that panel or like look back, but they did still re-release it in theaters. I went to go see it one night. I think he was here in Knoxville somewhere.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I do want to go see that. I think that'll be awesome. Just to think of it, not to get too far down a rabbit hole, but they did re-release Rogue One. Mm-hmm. They didn't show it in Knoxville. Oh. I was upset. I wanted to go watch it. It's my favorite. It's my favorite Star Wars movie, and I wanted to go watch it again in the theater, and I didn't get to. So that sucks.
I guess to like go to the little backstory thing. I did actually not start with the prequels growing up. That's not how my parents raised me. We watched on VHS. Me and my brother and I, we watched the original trilogy on VHS way back when. I don't know if you kids know what VHS is anymore. Yeah.
So you got to see them similar to the way that we did.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah.
And then we episode. I think I was still too young to see Phantom Menace in theaters, so we did end up watching that on VHS too. Right before the DVD era kicked in with Attack of the Clones, and Attack of the Clones, I think, was my first theatrical Star Wars experience.
Cool.
And the prequels were pretty much like my era of Star Wars. So that's how I. How I grew up.
Well, it's very interesting. Like, you know, I play Star Wars Legion, and you can tell, even if you didn't, at least with brand new players, you can almost tell how old they are by what they're playing.
Yeah.
Because
if someone's like Jedi heavy
there's a certain era, like my brother, like Michelle J and Cortland and stuff, that they buy the Clone Wars set because that's what they grew up on, you know, and that's their thing. And the older freaks like us, it's the other stuff.
Whenever I finally sit down and play a game of Legion, I'm going to be playing those clones.
Yep, there you go. There you go.
And I already have an idea of how to paint my clone troopers.
There you go. Good deal. Let's see. So, you know, what did us as the non-blessed folks that didn't get to go to the thing, like Highfalutin Cortland over here, what were you privy to that we didn't get to see?
So, obviously, the show floor, of course, all the booths and stuff, all the merch, you got to miss. I'm sure there's eBay galore.
I'm sure Toy Man Terrence has got something off the off the like, secondary market.
I think it was on, I'm jumping back and forth on the days here. That's but on Monday, I think, is when we really did all our shopping. We went to the exclusive celebration show store.
I bet they got some cool stuff.
We picked
there,
up a bunch of merch, such as.
Well, I noticed he's sitting here with his.
He's got an X-Wing on his shirt that's got a Union Jack in the background, which is really cool, man. That's cool.
I also picked up, I think it was the Rebels design of an Ahsoka shirt. It says, "I am no Jedi." That was pretty
cool. That is a great line, dude. That's a great line.
Like, again, grew up with Ahsoka. She's.
Your Jedi.
I grew up with her all the way from the beginning to now. That's my character.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have said, and I still say, and I've said it on the show before, I think Ahsoka, even though she's claimed she's not a Jedi, I think she's the greatest Jedi. I really do, and I think it's because she
has that balance. She's
a true gray force user.
Yeah.
Because she has attachments, and she embraces that. Mm-hmm. And she's able to balance that and not go to the dark side, but not be the radical like Yoda.
Talk about the nostalgia trip, though. Like, listening to that whole panel. And by the way, I forgot to mention, all the voice actors, they were just going back and forth, and everybody was cheering whenever they'd... They're all such a tight-knit family together.
Well, I know they do a lot of shows together, too.
Like, the entire cast were just doing one-liners and quotes from the show. It was the best thing ever. What was I going to say? I lost track. Oh, God.
Not to put you on the spot, Corbin.
There's a point to this. Something about Ahsoka. Oh, yeah. Rambo. Anyways, the nostalgia ship hit me. Like, I remember when the show stopped airing on Cartoon Network, right when it was canned, during that era where Lucasfilm was bought by Disney, mm-hmm. that those final four episodes from season five when Ahsoka leaves the Order. Oh.
Yeah.
And the ending theme by Kevin Kiner, who, by the way, is going to score the movie for Dave Filoni. That's gonna be fun. That score hit. It was
right in the feels.
Yeah, right in the feels.
Let me ask you this. What was the energy like with like the Filoni stuff versus like. You know, the new Ray movie.
There's what?
Could you tell any kind of vibe or anything like that? Or
a surprisingly number of people actually were really excited about that.
And those like, people were just wrong.
Okay, you know what?
they're trying to fix it. Just chill out. They're trying to fix it.
Sometimes less is more.
All right.
You old man.
Dang, what are you trying to say here? It's like when people get on to me for being old or bald, you know, and I'm like, why? Like, that's...
No, so the people had love for Ray's return, actually. It was actually welcoming. And I was surprised by that announcement, and I actually kind of am intrigued by what they're doing. And they didn't announce it at the panel, but I've heard heavy rumors that John Boyega has also sat down and talked about returning as well. He's probably settled his beef with Kathleen, and he might be back, which is a welcome. He was probably the best of the cast in that trilogy.
Well, and
I think
and you know, we've had our discussions about this stuff. So to kind of close that out, it's like I try to remember that once upon a time, the only Star Wars you could get was pulling the VHS off the shelf and stick it in the
VCR. Were great days. Okay?
They were
so. I am open to see how the men, the actual saviors of Star Wars, mm-hmm. are able to try to piece this stuff back together.
Yeah.
So,
we do like the dream season from Dallas with those three movies? It's just all a really bad dream.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing we didn't talk
like
about.
Like Mando wakes up, you know, he's sitting on the front porch of his house and he like wakes up and goes,
we have yet to mention the third movie, which I have less excitement for, but I'm still intrigued by where they're going with this. So James Mangold was attached to direct a what's called a Dawn of the Jedi era movie, where it's like way when the
it's Jedi like 30,000 years in
yeah, it's,
the
it's prior to the yeah. The like it's High Republic.
High Republic stuff, it's just right. The movie that establishes the Jedi Order period. That's and how they got started.
Kind of how they found the Force. Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be neat because that is a story that has not been fully fleshed out.
Dude,
get over the book thing, man. Just get over the freaking book thing. It has not been fleshed out in live action or
the nitpicking nerd
or animation. I like that, by the way. You know, or animation. So I think this is a opportunity. You don't know if they're going to do it. I mean, let me follow the literary. I don't know, but it is a neat idea because it will not be rehashing the same characters, kind of a thing. So I think out of those three films, the Filoni one, mm-hmm. then the prequel movie, yeah. and then that other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll see where it goes from there.
it'll be interesting for sure how that plays out. I highly doubt this time around they'll delay or can any of these films because they all seemed confident when they announced these movies this time.
Well, that and the fact that the mouse is hemorrhaging money.
he
needs cash infusion.
They got to start paying their Florida taxes now, so things might change a little bit.
I don't know if you heard of him, the Force Center podcast, Ken Napsop, he always goes like Iger Khan.
Yeah.
he's gotta cut some budgets on certain things now. but what else was there that was happening? Oh, I guess going back to there's also a on the show for the Funko booth. That was fun to wait in line for. There's some, some exclusive Funkos that I picked up too. There was a whole like set of five with the Bad Batch that was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't get to pick that one up, unfortunately. We had a tight budget. I had to pick and choose my battles.
I started to say, what was your favorite thing that you actually got there?
Trying to think.
Like purchase swag.
What did I get? I really enjoyed the giant ass, what was it? Like, there was like a Bounty Hunter collection pop figure of Dengar. There's like a set of however many Bounty Hunters that you can put all together
to make a collection. Oh, that's cool.
Dengar's probably one of my favorite Bounty Hunters, if you guys didn't know.
No, that is an interesting thing. I like that.
Well, I mean, that's cool. Something different, yeah. Because, most people, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, or something like that. And you're like,
well, he's talking about Bounty Hunters in particular. Most people, or Boba Fett.
Yeah, I was going to say those are two.
He hasn't gotten enough love, but he had like an episode or two in the Clone Wars. I don't know if you guys remember that. Like, it was like the Ventress arc where she's on her own and she teams up with Boba Fett's crew with like Dengar Bosk and all that. It was like some heist mission or whatever.
I've seen all of them, but it's been most of them I've only seen once when they were out. So that's long.
I loved the voice. I forget who it was, but the voice. I think it was it. What's his name? Simon Pegg, maybe. Whoever that guy from Mission Impossible is. I think that was the voice for Dengar.
That's cool though.
The like one of the Tom Cruise's sidekicks or whatever.
That's cool.
But he had like this funny line. He's just like, "Hey, boss, who's your girlfriend?" He's like, "Shut up, Dengar." when a Ventress walks in on the party.
Yes, Ventress. She's new to Star Wars Legion, by the way. Ventress is.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I guess overall, your experience going to Celebration, like, can you give us just what was the overall feel? Was it what you were hoping for? Was it better? Was it worse?
It was what I was hoping for. It was a nice trip back because I hadn't been since Chicago's 2019 event. It was nice to be in that room with everybody. Like I said, the energy was all kind-hearted, and it was just all love of Star Wars throughout the whole venue. It's crowded as hell, but especially in the first 2 days, but I enjoyed my time there. So I guess I should specify, like, the experiences are going to be different for everybody because each person wants to go for different reasons or another. Like, some people are just there for the merch. Some people are there for fan signings and all that. My personal thing is the panels and just like the things like the live stage and all that, where it's like just a lot of nostalgia bits. That's my go-to thing.
Yeah.
The actual moment is what you're there for.
That's cool. That's cool.
I forgot to mention, to kind of piggyback off of that one question you asked, what you guys didn't get to see was we actually got into the Bad Batch panel, surprisingly. Even though we didn't win the lottery, we waited in line for the standby queue. We got in the last moment. We got to see a little sneak peek at season 3.
Nice. Hold that for a minute. Hold that for a minute. And we want to call Steven and talk to him about Rocky Top Game Con real quick. And see what he wants to give away. Okay, yeah, so
we've got awesome. We've got something cooked up here, guys.
Yeah, so we're gonna call Mr. Steven here. The ring.
Our cool technology that we have here.
Good morning.
Hey, Steven, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, man. How is the con planning going for Rocky Top Game Con?
Pretty smooth, actually. We're hitting where we need to be. We're doing a lot of exciting promotional stuff around town. We've got a roller derby thing at the beginning of May, end of April. And then Utopia Games has a grand opening that I'd like to mention. A lot of cool stuff going on. We're sponsoring the Warhammer paint competition, all that kind of stuff. So it's been fun. Tickets are selling just fine. Weekend passes are doing good. Event tickets are doing good for 40K. I think we have 100 players now signed up for that.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big tournament.
And Legion is sold out with a waiting list. So that's pretty awesome too. So
I wonder who's on that list.
Yeah, we've got Cortland from Tollguard Games with us today. We were interviewing him about his trip to London to Star Wars Celebration. And one of the first things he mentioned to us is he's super excited about Rooktop Game Con coming up and their participation in that, too. So it's going
to
be.
Yeah, it'll be good to see him again. He's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah. So you wanted to you wanted us to do a giveaway for you. So what are we going to be giving away?
So a weekend pass. It's $60 value. It's a weekend pass. And, the idea is, just make it a little bit easier to come out and have some fun and, try something new. And, so kids are, 13 and under or 13 and under are free, right? So you can, take your kids with you. It kind of helps with that as well. So, and it's a proper convention badge with the lanyard and the badge and everything else. It's the convention, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that, $60 for all 3 days, pretty good, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to advertise that here. And we're going to put that on our social media. And what we would like our listeners to do, if you're interested in that contest, is to like our Facebook page, which you should already be theirs if you're paying attention.
If you're not,
to us,
you're slacking,
right? And then go to Rooktop Game Con's page and like theirs as well. That way, you're caught up on everything that's going on, and just comment on this episode or any of the other posts that we talk about this. And let's see, when is the con again, there, Stephen?
Okay, so the convention is May 26th through May 28th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. So Friday is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then Sunday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the vendor hall will be open the entire time for the convention. And, I just got off the phone with Sage Lake. They're helping us with their cosplay contest.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are great. Yeah, we like them a lot. So
I'm looking forward to it quite a bit, honestly, because I've always kind of wanted, I like competitions where, like, you can learn something from it, even if you don't win. And we're that much closer to having that. So we're going to have a sign up for it on Friday. And then we're going to have on Saturday, we're going to have, the prejudging, and then the show, the walk after the cosplay contest people, and then the ceremony, and that's free to participate in. And you get some knowledge on, have four categories. So it'll be, kids, best in show. It'll be, we just went over this, so I apologize. It'll be, accuracy and then one's closet, where it's like you're kind of just assembling things together.
Those are always the best costumes. That's awesome, it's like, man. The cosplay closet contest. Yeah. Those are always fun.
I remember one of the few cosplays I saw at last year's was like a big Warhammer.
Yeah, the sister battle. Yeah,
like Age of Sigmar.
She was awesome.
Our sister of battle will be back. I'm excited to see her again. She's great. Oh man, we're gonna have some new faces too, so I can't wait for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we have a new model competition. We made it a little robust. It won't be as great as Gen Con's, but certainly similar. So anyone who is going to Gen Con, basically, like, this will be good practice for that. It's, again, free, trophies. And there's, several different categories, including one for, like, Gundam building. It's a lot more open to, your hobby.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that's going to be a lot stronger this year as well. Again, sign up for that will be on Friday, and then we'll do the judging on Saturday morning.
Well, that goes right in line with what we know your vision for this convention is, which is an equal opportunity, broad spectrum. Come whatever you like, you're going to find it here as far as gaming in particular. And I think that's fantastic.
Thanks.
So where can folks come and find out information about the convention?
Great. Great question. So RockyTopGameCon.com is our website. Easy to remember. You can Google RockyTop GameCon and it'll be the first thing that comes up. Our website designer's been very good about optimizing the search engine. So RockyTopGameCon.com, of course, you can find us at RockyTopGameCon on Facebook and Instagram, message us directly, email us, we're pretty good about responding at any time. I appreciate you saying that earlier, because we're focused on building a culture, right? People like, are you going to make money or are you going to lose money? That's all abstract. We're focused more on building culture and growth. We want to make sure everyone has a good time, manage everyone's expectations, and you know, just have a vacation in your backyard. I love conventions in other states are fantastic, but we shouldn't have to travel every time.
That's true. Yeah. And it's just down the road for us. And
it's always nice.
We had an absolute blast last time, and we know it's going to be even better this time. So Stephen, thank you for donating a ticket, and we're going to give it away to one of our listeners and so they can get to come and experience your really awesome show. And we'll give some more details out on our social media and things like that coming up. But that contest is going to start today. Mr. Valley, thank you so much for spending some time and talking to us about it. And we'll yell at you again before the show.
Sounds good. I hope to see you at the grand opening for Utopia Games off Cedar Bluff. That's a condom store, May 6th. The Predator's going to be there. That'll be fun. I hope to see you guys there, and have a great weekend.
Okay, man. You too. Thanks. See you. Bye.
Awesome.
That's awesome, man. That'll be really cool.
Yeah. Even more excited for the show now.
Give a ticket away. So we'll
weekend pass. That's, I mean,
is it me?
No. You're going to be working.
Yeah, I get it for free. Yeah.
And you get paid for it technically, right? Because you're going to be working.
Yeah. Cortland's going to end up spending it all on like minis and yes, pops true. And
so
stuff.
I think last time I was there, I spent about maybe $80 on Luke Goblin's leather playmat. I picked up a Full Metal Alchemist one, I believe.
His stuff is fantastic.
Yeah. Great.
Luke Goblin's stuff is fantastic.
I had no money, but I bought it anyway.
It's art. It's usable.
It really
art.
Is.
And not to get into a free advertisement for those guys, but they're super nice people.
Yeah.
And
we actually have them as a consignment too at our store now.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to see some of their stuff, go. We will talk about Tollguard Games. So you have to. Do you have them at the Silva's as well?
I think so, yeah. Okay.
So it's at both locations.
Mm-hmm. So go check that out, and because the guy makes some fantastic leather.
Well, I mean, and like really you said, good. it is a piece of art.
We interviewed him last year at Rock Top Game Con, so you can go back to the episode and find the one about Luke Goblin. So, okay, man. Before we let you go, you got to tell us about the Bad Batch Season 3 panel that you snuck into.
I have to talk about it. So... I've been hearing rumblings that Wes might not be big on the Bad Batch just yet.
I just haven't watched it. It's not that I'm okay. Dogging it or anything. I just haven't watched
it. It's really good. Like Chad keeps telling you every week, you need to watch it.
It's really good, bro. It's really good.
Unfortunately, I got responsibilities I got
to do. I do too.
I guess for those who don't know, it's kind of like a successor to the Clone Wars. It has the same animation style. That's who else was on the Clone Wars panel, I think. What's her... God, now her name's escaping me. One of the producers, she's actually the head showrunner for The Bad Batch. She's essentially Dave's predecessor, essentially. She does great work on the show. Like, the Batch, the... Once again, like all the characters in the show are just like a family unit, and you can feel that, and it's just like a great vibe, and they're just going on all kinds of adventures, and it's just like they're just trying to. It showcases what happens to the clones after Order 66 goes down, like how the clones are impacted and what they're going through. Like they're essentially being phased out, and they're just like, well, now what? We were bred for war, so they're just all going on their own like personal journeys, finding out like. Where they need to be in the galaxy, and it's just like a whole family adventure. And there's also the Michelle Ang's character. God, blanking on names today. Jesus,
is that you talking about Omega?
Omega, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. My memory is terrible.
It is a really solid show that does fill in that gap between. Between Order 66 and the new, Rogue One, I guess, technically, but right in there.
And
Rebels, I guess.
The whole thing that, I guess, Boba Fett's clone can be made into a chick is kind of weird, but that it works.
There's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. So what was in the panel that we didn't get to?
So, we got a little trailer footage that got dropped on us.
Yeah.
Sneak peek of season 3. It will be the final season, because like the season 2 finale, that was an emotional train wreck in of itself.
There, yeah.
But I knew throughout the whole season, so I'm like, wait a minute, they're building towards something else here.
Mm-hmm.
Things are starting to pick up and build towards something like, they can't end on this, can it? And they did indeed announce the season 3. In the trailer footage, I'm sure you can find this online too. They're bringing back another fan favorite from the Clone Wars, and also it ties in with like the Rebels timeline. Yep. They're bringing in Commander Wolf.
Yes.
Back.
Yeah, which will be really cool. That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Because the animated shows that they have released have been so good.
Yeah.
And they really do tie in, especially with Mandoverse stuff that's coming.
The whole storyline with Crosshair is going to pick up a little bit more, because now you have, I guess a spoiler alert should be in effect, I suppose, for the season 2 finale.
You have been warned.
Yes.
It ended with Omega being captured by the doctor guy who's doing the whole cloning thing, and which I guess ties into the whole Palpatine thing. They didn't specify that.
Somehow Palpatine returned.
Yeah. Yeah. He's vague.
That's how Oscar Isaac got a check. Anyways. So she gets captured. She's now with Crosshair in that facility. So now we get to see in season 3, they're going to probably flesh out more of the whole Omega Crosshair dynamic, because we didn't really get to see that a whole lot in season 1. Because then Crosshair goes off and like leaves all of them, and now they're slowly going to get back together. That should be exciting. And then there's that reveal that the other doctor, I forget her name, she's actually
another
Omega clone too.
Yep.
So now there's two female clones.
Since so much cloning, so much stuff going on.
Cloning.
That's what it all amounts to. Unfortunately,
well, you know, we're tremendously jealous that you got to go to that and we did not. But maybe, I was hoping that the next one was going to be in the States, but it's in Tokyo.
It's a little outside Tokyo.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that, actually. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because I almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
This trip will be something to remember for sure.
Are you going?
I'm planning on going. What? Absolutely.
That's awesome.
He's got that passport. He's going to
use it. Yeah, he might as well now.
I already have it. So I was actually going to go to Japan this year in August for Pokemon Worlds, but A, Fan Fest is in the way. It's the same exact weekend. And B, I have no money for those plane tickets.
Dear there you Lord. Go.
Those
there
plane
you.
Tickets are hella expensive.
So push it off to Star Wars Celebration and get your money's worth.
I was waiting for the announcement to see where it would be, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to save that whole entire experience to be 2025.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool.
I'm excited for it.
That's exciting. They are pushing it off 2 years for some reason. I don't know, but
it helps my wallet.
Yeah, well, it is beneficial to you. Yes, yeah.
Because I'm also probably going to just end up planning a whole week's worth, because it's 3 days this time around. Mm-hmm. It's usually 4 or 5 days for a Star Wars celebration.
Huh. Well, but there's a lot of stuff to see there, though. Yeah, I mean, that is a non-European foreign country that I would actually like to go visit, because it's very beautiful and there's a lot of really neat stuff there. And there's some mega roller coasters there, too. So I know me and the boys.
Roller coasters?
Yes.
Where are you seeing these at?
There are some, and there's some great ones in
there's
Japan.
There's one that's like you zip line into Godzilla's mouth.
Yeah, you got to see. If my son were here, he'd tell you all of them. But there are fantastic ones there. Well, there's one that you can see Mount Fuji from the top of the drop hill.
Okay.
I
need to look into this.
Yes.
I just want to know, do they still have the Ninja Warrior set?
We'd break ourselves trying.
I didn't say what to do. I just want to see it. Yeah.
I'm going to try to get my dad to go along with me too, because he's like his hobby is photography now. Like something I guess he's always wanted to do, because he's done it for a while now.
Oh, that'd be a heck of a place to take some pictures.
Yeah, no. I told him like, hey, wink, wink, don't judge, family trip.
Just kind of piggyback out.
Oh, by the way, there's
a Star Wars thing I'm going to go to for a couple days.
Money, wink, wink.
No, I had a cousin when he was in the Air Force. He lived over in Japan, and he said it's a really beautiful place.
It would be a place that
I'm hoping to also plan a whole couple days to like go to Universal Japan and Tokyo Disney and Disney Sea and all that as well, because that's in the general area.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm a theme park guy, too.
Yeah, so check those coasters. I'll get you the names, because as soon as I pick up the kid from school, I know what's the name of it, and he'll be able to tell you.
We need to go to Dollywood sometime.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, we've got to be there on opening day of the new coaster, because we were about the fifth ride on Dragonflyer when it opened. Mm-hmm. We were like the fifth ride.
Are you a season pass holder?
Not this year, but we'll go once just for this.
I have a season pass.
Good. We can piggyback on and get some discount, because when we seen Dragonflyer, when we were like the fifth ride, the guy in front of us.
Were you the fifth ride?
We were the fifth ride, I think it was. Brady's, like shut in the top up, dude. Brady, my son's favorite YouTuber at the time for roller coasters was right in front of us. He went up and met him and took pictures of Coaster Studios. It was one of the guys from Coaster Studios.
Sounds familiar.
I can't remember that guy's name.
I watch a lot of vloggers, so I'm hazy on the
Yeah, we got names. He got pictures made with him, and the guy gave him some merch from the YouTube channel and stuff. He was really, really nice. Yeah. And we are actually in the guy's review video.
Oh, nice.
Coming around it, which was pretty neat. But anyway, check out the stuff in Japan when you go. check out the stuff when you go to Japan, though. But man, thank you for coming and talking to us.
There's probably a lot more I could say, but I guess
we're about out of time. Yeah, but
have a whole lot of time.
But you come up with something else, and Rockstop GameCon, we'll sit down, and we'll talk about that too, because it would just be really.
We can do whatever we want to, because Chad will be off playing.
Oh yeah. So. We'll just run West Wild.
I'll be there. You're not going to get away from having to listen to me.
Hang on. As soon as you come back to the booth, we'll be like, none of the host seats taken.
Oh, here we go. Maybe they'll put us upstairs might have to take a fall. I never know. I'm just kidding. All right. Well, until next time, this is the Old Bald Man Chad with Cortland.
Yeehaw.
Uh-oh.
May the yeehaw be with you.
Yeah, there you go.
You are not the real yeehaw.
May the Schwartz be with you.
I found your lack of yeehaw disturbing.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Now, a sample of Lee Ellis's Godblood.
Came up for Rogot's belly. He parried, elbowed Garagot in the teeth, then slammed him into a tree. Through the tree, and out the other side, and into the dirt. Splinters fell all around, and the severed tree came falling, crushing a giant mushroom to the earth. Garagot kicked Rogot, and he went soaring, flipped backwards and crashed down 20 paces away. The Mushroom King was up and after him. Rogot grabbed his axe, pulling up a handful of leaves with it, and leapt to his feet. Their weapons collided, and they were at it again, snarling, hacking, shoving and punching, godblood thumping in their veins. Garagot thrusted the flat side of his blade hard against Rogot's axe, pressed him back, then shoved a crust-covered finger deep into Rogot's ear.